praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the most matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm very happy to be here this morning time. And I surely believe that in the presence of God, all the plans of God shall be unveiled and revealed. Amen?
Amen.
As we peep into Wi-Fi, we download. As we enter into His presence, we download all the plans of God. Amen?
Amen.
And God doesn't love us equally. His love for us is very unique. Amen? Very unique. The way that the Lord is dealing with each and everybody is in a very unique way. Very unique way. And I feel strong that, you know, God has a very unique love on the people who are away from the Lord. I was away from the Lord. I don't know what I was doing 25 years back, persecuting the Christians and tearing the Bibles, stopping the meetings. Until the day that I went to stop one meeting, I couldn't stand, but instead I started kneeling down. Praise the Lord. Bible says, every knee shall bow. I knelt down. I was surprised. I was worshipping 33 million idols. As my father had a lot of temples, and I was a pujari and priest in the temples. I never knelt before any idols, but in the presence of God, I started kneeling down. I thought of running away from that place. But presence of God, we need to understand, once you come inside His presence, you are locked in His wisdom, you are locked in His will, you are locked in His presence. Amen?
Amen.
You have to completely transform and go. Praise God. We don't come here for information, we come here for transformation. Amen? As we are not practicing religion, we are practicing relationship with the Lord. Lord will change us with the relationship and intimacy that we have within Him. And on that day, when I knelt down, I saw Lord Jesus right in front of me. And I used to tell people, don't believe in Jesus. He's not God. He's just a guru and a teacher. I used to forcefully bring them back, those people who used to believe in Jesus, converting them back into Hinduism. But that day, when I saw Him literally with my naked eyes, I had to believe and recognize and realize that He is the Lord God and Savior. Amen. I thank God for the introduction Pastor and our dear brother Stephen has given. Jesus doesn't need any introduction. Amen. He says that I am that I am. And when I saw Him, I have to understand that He is Lord Jesus. And immediately, as soon as I fell down, He stretched His hand and He touched me and lifted me up. As soon as He touched me, I felt Him physically. We think God is just spiritual, it's religious. No, He can touch us. Amen. He gave this body to us and He can touch this body. Amen. And as I felt Him, I was involved in the legions of evil spirit activities with the witchcraft and black magic and all those things. All those spirits left me instantly. Praise the Lord. One touch of the Lord. You know, expect that touch today. Amen. Whatever we expect in His presence, we shall experience it in Jesus' name. If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
And that day I started shouting and crying and speaking in unknown language. I don't know what I was doing. I was bubbling with joy. And that is the day of my transformation. The Christians gathered there. They saw my anti-Christian organization slogans and everything on my hand and all. They said, why are you trying to shout here and disturb this meeting? I said, I'm not disturbing. I saw Jesus. And I'm not able to control myself. And from that day to this day, wherever I have stopped the meetings, Lord has enabled me to conduct the meeting. How many churches that I demolished, stopped the construction of the churches, Lord has enabled me from past 25 years to construct the churches physically and spiritually. Praise the Lord. And how many hundreds of Bibles that I tore, Lord has enabled me to distribute thousands of Bibles. All these 25 years, not only in the normal countries where Bible can be distributed, especially in the countries in Middle East where Bible is prohibited, If you take the Bible inside the country, they'll throw it in the garbage and then allow you to enter inside the country. Those countries, even today, Lord has been enabling me to distribute the Bible. More than 44 unreached, unchurched, unchanged countries, Lord has forced me and took me to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This will happen to each and everybody, whoever is hating Jesus, whoever is persecuting the body of Christ. If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because God has a very unique plans on each and everyone who is tormenting the body of Christ. Because, you know that shepherd, he left 99 sheep and pondering for one lost sheep. Amen. And I believe strongly that we are living in the last days. As Jesus spoke to us from John chapter 14 verses 10 to 12, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Everybody say works. Amen. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Amen. Everybody say greater works. I tell you, beloved, this world is going to experience the greater and greatest works of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was limited in the proximity of Israel during his ministration. We live 2 hours away from Israel. I worked as an engineer and also had companies, and I built a lot of towers and buildings in Dubai and many parts of the Middle East before coming into full-time ministry. And I used to go to Israel frequently, check the coordinates where Jesus moved. He did not cross the territory of Israel during his ministration. Amen. During his 3.5 year ministration. But when Holy Spirit came, it crossed the territory of Israel. Amen. It reached to the unreached, unchurched, unchanged places. Coming from almost 6 countries ministering, I went to Southeast Asia, and after New Zealand down, there is a small country. I asked them, when did you hear the gospel? They said, 2,000 years back we heard the gospel. Praise the Lord. We have a lot of media, technology, everything today, and we are not able to reach the unreached people. I praise God. One of the names of Holy Spirit is unlimited Jesus. Amen. Jesus was being limited in Israel. He became unlimited through the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says, it is better for you that I go to the Father so that you will be benefited and you will be filled with the power. And I praise God, we are called as body of Christ, not body of Jesus. Amen. Body of Jesus came into this world, died on the cross, rose again, went back to heaven, seated on the right hand side of God. But now we are body of Christ. Amen. Christ means anointed one. Amen. This anointing is going to bring all the difference in this world. Beloved, you know, in India and many parts of the world, Gentiles, persecutors, they are using Bible and tormenting and persecuting the Christians and telling them, you know, your Bible says that if you believe according to the Mark chapter 16 verse 17, these signs shall follow those who believe in them. Amen. One of the signs is, if you drink poisonous, you shall not die. They are bringing poison to the pastors. Drink this, otherwise confess that Jesus is not Lord. They are in such a kind of a challenge in many parts of the world. But praise God, something amazing happened in our Middle East. In one of our kings, you know, Middle East, we have kingdoms. One of the king's son got saved. And then they said, you know, you cannot read the Bible, don't go to the church, because all our Arabs and Muslims, they will, you know, hack users and they'll segregate us and they'll start all kinds of accusations upon us. They said that, no, I cannot stop loving Jesus and reading His word. You know, if you love Jesus, you will read His love letter called Bible. Will you say amen? Amen. And as he's reading Bible and going to the church, they said that they plotted his own mother and sister. They plotted to kill him. And they mixed poison in the food that he's eating for 3 days. They fed him that poison. He was not dying for 3 long days. And after 3rd day, this mother and sister came to him and told him, why are you not dying? We are mixing poisonous poison in you and we want to kill. And he said, these signs shall follow those who believe in Him. Even if you drink poisonous, you shall not be harmful. Amen. With that testimony, more than 400 Arabs came to the salvation. Amen. Beloved, we are living in such an age. It is not only the spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but there is going to be miracle signs and wonders and healings and restoration are going to take place in the Christendom, and people are going to beat their hearts and come to the complete salvation experience of the Lord. If you will say amen. We are living in such an exciting days, beloved. Expect it, beloved. Expect it, as the Lord said, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do. He's not talking about pastors, ministers, fivefold ministries. You know, he's talking about believers. It's believers. Because believers has more access to the unbelievers than the pastors. Do you agree with me, Pastor? Amen. Because in your phone contact, you will be working with several sacraments and several places, but we will be working only in the ministerial activity. You are more prone to the unchurched, unchanged people than us. So you can spread the gospel when you hear this word, when you receive this anointing, flow through that anointing. That's the way you can reach now in the last days to the unreached people. You know, sheep will bear the sheep, not the shepherd. Amen. Sometimes we have questions about why the church is not growing. You know, it is because sheep is not bearing sheep. One time, one woman came to the church and told the pastor, Pastor, I'm not going to come to the church. I'm so much discouraged with the people coming in, all the blah, blah, blah they're talking, and all the things that they're doing in the church. I'm so discouraged. And pastor was drinking glass of water. He told that sister, okay, take this glass of water, surround the church one time and come back to me. Then you can leave the church. But make sure don't drop even a single drop of water from the glass. And then she surrounded the church and she came back. And pastor asked, did you notice the people who are chatting? Did you notice the people who are talking all kinds of things when you are surrounding? She said, no, I was too much concentrating on the water. Praise the Lord. Then do the same thing in the church if you want to stay in the church. Don't concentrate on their people's life. Don't concentrate on what they're doing. Just focus on Jesus. Amen. You know what? As long as we gaze at Jesus, Jesus is going to walk on our situations and circumstances, and He's going to crush us. As long as you gaze into your situation, you will be discouraged. You will be completely disappointed. Beloved, time has come to look unto the author and finisher of our faith. He's not only finisher. In other translation, it says author and developer of our faith. Amen. Developer. That's His way. God will make sure that we move out of the comfortable zone to receive all the progress that you've been anticipating in your life. Because as if you do the same things that you have been doing, you will receive the same things what you have been receiving. If you do more than whatever you used to do, you will receive more than whatever you used to receive. Amen. Move out of that comfortable zone, beloved. We are living in such an exciting time. God is going to appear in the heavenlies, and He is going to perform miracle signs and wonders. What you have been seeing in Florida or in Texas or in any parts of the world that has been happening, it is a clear sign for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe, say amen. Of course, we have to pray for the disasters, but we need to understand and recognize and realize that He is going to come soon. He spoke all these things crystal clear way that these things are going to come and take place before His rapture, before His coming. That's the reason why God is raising His people. God is, anointing His people. And what God says confirms that from Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp, put it under a basket, but on stand, and it gives light to all in the house. If you are saved, your salvation is contagious. If you are anointed, your anointing is contagious. 24 years, my family left me and accused me. They treated me as an untouchable because I believed in Jesus. They threw me out of the house. I was homeless. But after 24 years, they called me and they said, we are getting saved. We accepted Jesus as a personal savior. All the people who rejected me, they came to the salvation experience. Praise the Lord. Salvation is contagious. It will spread, beloved. And the word of God confirms that. It gives light to all in the house. Amen. God is interested in your family. Even though Noah was the only person who found favor from God, he saved his family. You know, God is interested in your family. Whenever we have a, ratios in the Christendom, in the spiritual world, we have to number one, love God. Number two is family. Number three is church or ministry. Amen. Number one is God. If you don't love God, you cannot love your family. If you cannot have a right family and right relationship, you cannot have a right relationship with the church or the ministry. Amen. Praise God. God is keeping this ratio and moving mightily. And the word of God says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. Everybody say good works. You know how God is good? If you believe, say amen. Is He bad or good? Good. Our God is good all the time. As you believe in Him, make sure to do those good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. You know, we are going to experience such a kind of a time. It's already coming in many countries. Lord is moving mightily on the streets. When you see the sick people, when you lay hands upon them, they will be completely healed. When you walk on the roads, when you touch people, they shall receive the salvation experience. When you preach gospel one time, that's it. Thousands are going to come to the salvation experience. Enough is enough. You may be thinking, oh, you're talking crazy, pastor. This is not going to happen. That's what's going to happen in the last days. I'm not telling this. Jesus has been telling this. Miracles, signs and wonders and healings and restorations are going to take place. Jesus was repenting, or Jesus was crying at the cities who unrepented. In the Matthew chapter 11 verse 20 to 23, then he began to denounce the cities where most of the mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Everybody say repent. This is very much important, beloved. If you are in the Lord and if you are repented, well and good. If somebody is in your family who is still not in the Lord, repent on behalf of them. Amen. Repent on. If your children are committing sin, repent on behalf of them. Surely Lord will touch them. Surely Lord will meet them because they are sins are forgiven, Lord is going to hover over them. You know, one of my family member who went and killed an Australian missionary in a place called Orissa and tortured in the van that they've been traveling with the father and the children, and my cousin, he was arrested in the jail, and then his wife, missionary's wife, gave forgiveness to him. He came out of the jail. Now Lord met him in the jail. He became an evangelist. Amen. Amen. You know, forgiveness is more important. And if you forgive, Lord is going to walk in an amazing way. And the word of God says, woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the world, mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, you will be exalted to heaven. You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, if you would have remained until this day. I praise God for the wonderful facility and anointed pastor that the Lord has given for you. Can we clap our hands for them? Praise God. Many countries that we minister in the Middle East, we do not have buildings. We gather in a secret place. We go in deserts. Our temperature is raising up in the summer to 160 degrees to 170 degrees. But you know, because we have safety in the deserts and also in the underground places, if we don't call it as a church, it's like a fellowship. We gather there secretly. I praise God for the privilege God has given you to gather in such a freedom. Word of God is not available to them. Many countries still in those places, most of the unreached, unchurched, unchanged place is Middle East. Gospel is not reached. Even Jesus raised and Jesus was born and died and resurrected. He's going to come back to the same place, Israel, which is in Middle East. Middle East is the only place gospel is not fully reached and preached. I praise God for the wonderful word that has been preached here. Beloved, pray. If you're not able to reach to that place, you can reach to that place with your prayer. Amen. Amen. You know, that woman with the issue of blood, she has decided, anyhow, I'm not going to reach him, I will reach him. Amen. She couldn't reach him, but she reached the hem. But she confessed that word, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. When you come to the church, please expect it, beloved. Expect and come. Don't come with the same attitude. Oh, this is another Sunday. I'm going to have the same nominal service. No, 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 no. Our God is a very, very powerful, unique, wonderful, glorious God. He can do anything at any point of a time. If you believe, say amen. Amen. She received that. Nobody has healed like that by touching the hem of his garment until then, because she wanted to do extremely, especially sophisticated way to touch him. It touched him. Amen. I praise God. Sometimes, you know, many times we don't have a mood for a prayer. You've got to praise him. That's when David prayed 3 times, but he praised 7 times. Praise will bring his presence. Amen. Amen. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Amen. When you don't feel like praying, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. That praise will change the present situations. When guns on my hand and also on my chest to kill me, asking me questions that are you Christians, I started praising God and telling them, yes, I'm a Christian and a pastor. The guns didn't work. And I was just from several bomb attacks. And our church, when we are worshipping, you know, we got a notice that, you know, we are going to blast this church in Iraq. And we started announcing the church members. I told them, let's praise and worship God. Pastor, are you crazy? We got a notice that we are going to be bombed. How come you asking us to praise and worship? But they obeyed. Praise God. You need to understand, whatever is released from pulpit is not easy. You better obey, beloved. as the Lord leads that word and releases it, and they started worshiping. Immediately bomb exploded in the back and broke our glasses, and they said, "We're going to run." I said, "Nothing doing, we're going to worship the Lord God of Mecca." We started worshiping and bomb exploded again in the exit. If we would have been exited, we all been smashed. Praise God. You know, when you come in the presence of God, you will be saved. And you'll be safeguarded to your whole family. You'll be bringing the protection and healing and restoration to your whole family, beloved. That's the reason why God has been talking about, you know, special things that we never ever hear in the normal world, because we have to come out of that comfortable zone. He wants to do that extremely abundantly, more than that we can think or imagine. Amen. You know, we need to understand that when the word of God in Psalms, it says that God spoke once, but we heard twice. How come when God spoke once, why we have to hear twice? Because God spoke once in heaven, it will pass through us. Then we have to speak that word, it will be heard twice. Amen. That means every word of God that you hear, you've got to speak that word of God. When you release that word of God from your mouth, because your mouth is the miracle maker, somebody's healing, somebody's restoration, somebody's salvation is locked up in your mouth. Amen. You've got to speak that. You've got to speak that. Word of God says, life and death are in the power of your tongue, and you shall eat of that fruit. That's the reason why, you know, you got to talk to yourself. When you talk to yourself, means you're talking to your spirit. You've got to sow into your life to prosper. Amen. Sometimes we don't speak to ourselves, and we think that it's something illusion that we're, no, we are speaking to our spirit. You got to say, I am a blessed man and woman. I am going to be healed. I am going to be delivered. And this day is going to be anointed day, holy day, marvelous day, supernaturally. I shall experience the mercies of God like never before. You should decree and declare. And she's been speaking, the woman with the issue of blood, she's speaking to herself and came to that meeting or to that place, and she got healed. If you start speaking to yourself, if I come to this church today, God is going to speak to me. If you come to this meeting, God is going to touch me. God is going to heal me, deliver me. Surely He is going to do that. You know, you need to understand that in the wilderness, all the 40 years during the wilderness, during that, you know, time where they were struggling, every day manna was released. Amen. Every day God spoke from the clouds. He appeared to them. They heard His voice and they moved with the cloud during the wilderness. But when they entered the promised land, manna ceased. During the trial, during the temptation, during the issue that you've been going through, God is very close to you. He is going to supply every need. That's the reason why, despite of having the discouragement to commit something, the Lord has given you that strength to overcome, and you're still living because it is the Lord who has strengthened you. If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
It is the Lord who brought you out of everything that you've been going through. Enjoy that wilderness, beloved. Wilderness experience is good. Very good. But it's for what? He's preparing you. Anybody God wants to use, He will break you. He will make you. Then only He will take you. Amen. God will meet you at the place where you are there. But He will not stagnate you at the place where He met you. He's going to take you from that place to the existing place, to the escalated place. Progress is by default. Amen. You are going to increase in spirit by default, because God is not going to leave you. He said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though, despite of the weakness, Moses, you know, when he heard on the Mount Sinai that you got to go, what is this, Lord? Who are you? What is your identity? He said that I am. Just tell them that I am has spoken. And even though he was been telling you about all the weaknesses, God used that weak person to bring His strength into His life and bring out all the Israelites. Beloved, you don't know who you are. You know, sometimes when we want to use any equipment or any mobile, we need to know about it. If you don't know about it, you cannot use it. You need to understand something, that your life is hidden with Christ. You know, we need to realize and recognize and confess that we don't know how to live our life. If you live in the law, only you can live your life in a right way. Amen. That's the reason why we have to give our life to the Lord. Before giving anything to the Lord, we have to give our life to the Lord. Whatever you sow in the presence of God will never cease. Amen. It is not only the seed, it is not only the money. You give your talents, you got to give your time. Every time, whatever you are rendering in the presence of God, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, mentally, whatsoever it may be, it is recorded in the book called Book of Remembrance in heaven. Amen. And when He sees the records in the Book of Remembrance, He is going to reward, give the reward there and here also. Amen. That's the reason why, when you know that you have the purpose of God in your life, you've got to do something to move towards that purpose. You know, devil will make sure that he will keep us always in the shame and shyness, and to keep you under the table, not to move out. Because shame will keep you in the same situation and the same sin. It will not allow you to progress. That's the reason why we have a fighting in between the spirit and the body. You know, our greatest enemy is in our body. You know, we got to understand that you got to work by the spirit, so you will not inherit the desires of the flesh, beloved. You need to make sure that you got to move according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we got to help the Holy Spirit to shame the devil that is coming behind us and trying to keep us in the same shameful situation and the sin. Jesus came to raise us not only from the sin and satanic realms, but give us His restoration by giving us the resurrection power. Everybody say resurrection power. This is coming in the last days. We are going to see extremely, extremely wonderful, great and mighty things in the days to come, beloved. And He's going to do it through you. You know, every year, almost thousands of pastors and leaders, they're giving up their work. They're giving up their ministry. Ministry is not easy. It is discouraging, beloved. That's the reason why last time I mentioned to you that every time that you're eating, make sure to pray for three things. Number one, you have to pray for the food that you're eating. Cover it with blood of Jesus. Everybody say blood of Jesus. Without using the name blood of Jesus, don't finish your day, beloved. Cover it every time with the food, with the blood of Jesus. Immediately all the things in that food will be removed. And secondly, you have to pray for your pastor and spiritual mentor. You are eating physical food, but this is a spiritual feeding place. Amen? Amen. And number three, you have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and safety of Israel. Amen. Make sure to pray for your pastor. They need your prayer. Support them. Beloved, whatever the way, however the way that you want to support them, give them encouragement and tell them that thank you for the word, thank you for the service, and surely Lord is going to raise more ministers. Amen. You shall be my witnesses unto the ends of the world, He says. You shall not be a preacher. Amen. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a pastor. You can be a witness to multitudes. I saw, you know, word of mouth has been a powerful weapon in many parts of the world to bring people into the salvation experience. You might use media. You might use pamphlets, brochures, TV, everything. But when you speak that word to your neighbor, relative, friend, I praise God. Some of you brought your friends and relatives today to the church. Speak that word. There are a lot of people lying in this world who needs that word of God. Just tell them to come to the church. Just tell them to come to that party. Just tell them to come to that meeting, beloved. I tell you, it works. It works. Surely they shall see the greater works of the Lord. greater works of the Lord. You know, our faith should not be based upon what we see. Our faith should be based upon what God is, beloved. We cannot just, you know, because people are not cooperative, they see that, oh, it's religious thing and I don't want to invite them, I feel be insulted. No. If you honor in front of people, God will honor in front of Father. Amen. Make sure to release that word in front of them, beloved. Come out of the comfortable zone, thinking that, oh, I'm not going to do that kind of work. But, you know, make sure to, you know, do that kind of work. God is pleased. God is pleased with that work. And Jesus confirms that in John chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Amen. If you love light, you will bring people to the light of the Lord. Amen. If you don't love the Lord, you don't love the people. If your relationship with the Lord is not right, any other relationship, I challenge you, cannot be right. Make sure to restore that relationship with the Lord. Greater is the intimacy with God, greater is the authority. You know why Adam is being given dominion? Why God didn't interfere in the Garden of Eden when Adam was committing sin? It's because Adam was given dominion. Everybody said dominion. When you have been given a dominion, he will not going to come and spy over you and see what you are doing. He is going to give you everything. You got to maintain that. There is something happened on Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. Adam was given to God, the Garden of Eden, but he couldn't guard. He allowed the serpent and enemy to enter inside, and because of that, not guarding it, and all the sin came into the Garden of Eden. Today, God has given you salvation. Guard it. Guard it, beloved. Take care of your salvation. Increase that spiritual anointing in your life by praying in spirit and ask the Lord to pour out more. He said that my Father will surely give you the Holy Spirit. When you ask for the bread or for the fish, more than that, he's going to give you Holy Spirit. Amen. I tell you, beloved, in the last days, he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Young men shall see visions, not televisions. Amen. Old men shall dream dreams. And he's going to do exploits. Exploit. And whatever confirms in Romans 3:20. For by works of law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. That's the reason why he is pouring out his spirit, so that we can come out of the law and live in his glorious life. Amen. And every time that we are trying to please the Lord with our works, it's not our works. We are not saved by works. We are saved by faith. We are saved by his grace through faith. But we know that our works are like a filthy rags in front of God. We got to depend upon his spirit and then move according to that. That's the reason why Abraham was justified by works. He has something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say is, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. You know what is righteousness is called? Is right living. Jesus not only took our place on the cross of Calvary, but he gave his place as righteousness to us. So even though he was righteous, he became a sinner and we became righteous people. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Righteousness. And if you don't know, you cannot operate it, beloved. You've got to know the value that you've been given, beloved. You've got to know that. You need to know about your life to operate it. Because your life is hidden in Christ. There is a lot of things which you need to explore. Explore it in the Lord. exploit in the Lord. Lord is going to do greater things in this last days. I'm going to close with this, but I wanted to tell you that Lord is going to move mightily in this last days to reach the unreached, unchurched people. We have been struggling from more than 15 years in one part of the Middle East country and telling the Muslim Arabs, please believe in Jesus. They say, hey, don't talk to us about Jesus. Jesus is already there in our Quran. We know about him. Don't speak to us about Jesus. They rejected us. But after 15 years, we are hearing phone calls from them. Pastor, in the middle of the night, they are calling and asking, we are seeing this Jesus in the dreams. He is full of blood and the blood is falling on us. What do you want us to do? I said, you got to be saved. Amen. You cannot escape the salvation. They are coming to the salvation directly. Jesus is visiting them in the visions and dreams as he prophetically spoke to us that in the last day he's going to pour out his spirit and he's going to experience the visions and dreams. He is reaching to the Gentiles through visions and dreams. They are seeing Jesus in a face-to-face appearances and coming to the salvation experience. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are living in such an exciting day. Human race have failed. Servants of God failed to reach those people. But God will never fail to reach those people. Praise God. Jesus spoke to the disciples and told them that, you know, don't rejoice because Satan is leaving you. Evil spirits have been cast out and miracles have been happening in your life. But rejoice, your names are written in the book of life. Amen.
Amen.
It's already, whatever has been written, it is going to happen in our life. Not everybody will be saved. But Jesus has a record of people. But it is our responsibility to reach those people to spread the gospel. One time when you pray for an unsaved person, he can never escape the salvation. One time. One time. Can you use this opportunity from your phone book? From your all the contacts, if you get a telephone directory, pray over it, Lord. Whoever is in your will, Lord, touch them and save them. Because without God, man cannot. Without man, God will not do that salvation. Amen. God needs you to bring that unreached people, unchurched people. Let's close our eyes and look unto the Lord for the greater works as he has prophetically decreed it shall come to pass in our lives. He says that truly, truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Beloved, Colossians 3 says your life is hidden with Christ who is with the Father. When your life is hidden with Christ, you cannot operate here. You got to operate from there. And when you operate from there, you know, all these things Jesus was telling is going to take place in your life. Greater works are going to take place. Expect it, beloved. Expect it. Don't think that, you know, oh, it's a normal thing. All these preachers and pastors, they talk like that. But it is not going to happen. And no. Jesus is moving mightily in the last days, beloved. You know, we need to understand something. That you can bring that difference. You can reach the people. Despite of all the turmoil in this world, you've got to understand Jesus is in your boat. That storm is not for the disciples. That storm is for the boat. When Jesus is in your boat, you cannot be moved. When Jesus is with you, make sure he's going to do two things. When you are pushed to that edges of difficulty, he is going to either teaching you or he's catching you. If he's not teaching you, he will surely catch you. Because without changing you, he cannot change your situation. Today you're asking to change me, Lord, change something, change. Without changing you, he cannot change your situation. If you would have changed your situation, you would have become unchanged, remain in the same sin. That is when God is expecting you to change. And think right and come into that salvation experience. Even you are about to give up, God will never give up on you. God will never give up on you. Let's pray and ask the Lord to release such an anointing. I see in your bones, somebody's bones, as we close our eyes and look at the Lord in the word of prayer, somebody's bone, you feel that it's going to break. Lord is touching the bones right now and releasing the healing of the Lord. Right now, right now. Somebody's eyes, your eyes has been dimmed, and Lord is touching your eyes right now. As the word says, eyes are the gateway to your body. It is being touched by the Lord. That scales from your eyes is coming out right now. There is some kinds of barriers which is not allowing it to move further, and the Lord is giving you the unlimited power. All the limitations shall be flushed out and gushed out with the unlimited power. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. I see that financial breakthrough is coming. Financial breakthrough is coming. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. There is a fear and tormentation following somebody which is taking you to the several levels of inferior feelings. Lord is breaking that inferior spirit right now. In the night, somebody is not able to have the proper sleep. They're getting up on and off, on and on. There is a distraction and disturb in the sight. Lord is healing you right now. Receive the sound sleep right now. Right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood of Jesus is here. I see a lot of wounds which is not healed for several months. It's been healed right now. And that skin is healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that blood pressure and blood sugar is normalized in Jesus' name. I see the blood of Jesus flowing in your colon. It is touching your colon and removing all kinds of cancerous things. Every spirit of cancer, I command you to be casted out right now. Lord, whatever the prayers that we pray today in this house, Lord, let it be answered in Jesus' mighty name. O Master Father, fill your people with the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. Equip them, enable them to carry out the wonderful task that you entrusted us, O Master Father. We stand against every disturbances, every distractions that is disturbing your children. We break it in Jesus' name. We thank you for the restoration, deliverance, and healing, O Master Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this precious church that you've given us, and strengthening the body of Christ. Utilize them mightily for your glory and for the expansion of your kingdom. Let your name be glorified and magnified in and throughout our life. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that belongs to you alone, untouched by us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. Continue praying for us. God bless you.
Let's stand together to sing our closing hymn, number 436. Clearly a testimony that we've heard today. Many times we need to hear.